Mushrooms, yes, mushrooms, what some might describe as delicious fungus. Bob and Pam, whether you enjoy mushrooms on your pizza or maybe even a salad, many Wisconsinites enjoy mushrooms. But I bet you don't know what actually goes into mushroom production. Ned Palms has been producing mushrooms right here in Wisconsin for a long time, as he describes it. Ned chooses the farmer's market on the Capitol Square to sell much of his crop. Ned joins us for an inside look at mushroom production here in Wisconsin.
No, there's only three of us growing the argarius type mushrooms in the state. It's a blended compost that we make, mostly horse manure, bedded horse manure, a few other secret ingredients.
Secret ingredients, I understand. All right, take us through this. You just go out and throw a bunch of mushroom seeds around in your special potting mix and they grow?
No, we've got eight growing rooms of 2,500 square feet in them. It's all grown inside.
Mushrooms don't come from seeds, more or less. They come from spores, don't they?
The spawn is actually grown on either rye or millet. Right now we're with a company that puts it on millet. It all comes out of pretty well Pennsylvania. It's where all the spawn companies are.
Tell us about the market. What does a pound of mushrooms sell for?
We get $3 a pound for the white mushroom, and we're getting $4 a pound for the cream ellies. Or baby bellas, they're called.
Baby bellas. Well, what's the big trend? What does everybody want? Obviously, we're selling these, so this must be the popular ones, huh?
Actually, over the years now, the baby bellas are a bigger seller.
Any particular reason why, or is that just a thing that happens?
They have a little stronger flavor than the white mushrooms do.
How long have you been in the mushroom production business?
Since 1980.
Since 1980. And this is what you do full-time?
Yes.
And you say that there's only three of you doing it in the state of Wisconsin.
Right. The white and the button mushrooms. There's other little growers growing your shiitakes and oyster mushrooms.
You have to explain to us, how does one get into mushroom production?
Well, I worked on a mushroom farm back in the 60s. It was on the other side of Helenville. And I started in 1980.
Explain to us, what are the biggest challenges when it comes to mushroom production here in Wisconsin?
It's all climate controlled anyhow, so the weather doesn't have that big a factor, except in a compost building. If you get a whole bunch of days below zero, or below 20 below actually, you'll have some problems.
So it's a lot like corn production. It's weather.
True, very true.
All right, well, why don't you explain to us, when it comes down to it, marketing mushrooms. I mean, do they come to you? Do you have to come to them? I mean, not everybody needs mushrooms every day. It's one of those products that it's a luxury, if you would.
Well, over the years, people know I'm here. And when I first started, I had to go pound on doors, but not so much anymore. We deliver to Woodman's here in Madison on the west side. And we go to Festival Foods down here on Washington Avenue.
What do you like most about producing mushrooms for people like this?
Just talking to the people up here at the farmer's market.
So are these organic, or do you have to have special sprays you have to use?
No, we're not certified organic. We do use a growth regulator in our peat moss to, it kills the larva on what's called a mushroom fly. There's two different types of flies that can invade a mushroom farm.
Okay.
So we do use a growth regulator in there.
Is there opportunity for a young man if they want to get into, or a young individual, maybe they want to try their hand at mushroom production? Is there opportunities out there?
Yes, the place is for sale, sir.
So if an individual wanted to, get into this kind of production, they need to seek you out, because the way to learn this is from, well, a veteran.
That's very true. I took a few short courses in Pennsylvania through Penn State.
I have a bag, I can just dump them.
But you don't need a college education to do what I'm doing.
Ned said in closing that if you're serious about getting into mushroom production, that he's more than willing to answer all your questions. Additionally, he said, seek out individuals that are growing their mushrooms themselves, as their quality is almost always higher. Make sure to visit Palm's Mushroom Cellar on Facebook. For the Farm Report, I'm Bryant Gill.